Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. In the next few programs, I'm going to focus on vocalists who sang with Bix. There were many vocalists in Bix's recordings: Smith Ballou, Scrappy Lambert, of course, the great Bing Crosby, sometimes himself, sometimes with the Rhythm Boys, the Sweet Trio, Paul Whiteman's, the Kelly Sisters, Tram himself did some vocals here and there. And Irving Kaufman, and that's the one that I want to focus on today. Irving Kaufman was born in Syracuse, New York, on February 8, 1890, and he died in Indio, California, on January 3, 1976. He was undoubtedly the most recorded singer between 1914 and 1930. He recorded under his own name, but also under a bunch of pseudonyms, such as Frank Harris, Noel Taylor, George Beaver, Pete Killeen, Brian Watt, Marvin Young, and so on. Apparently, once Kaufman's wife asked him, who are you going to be today, George Beaver, Frank Harris, or who? And Kaufman's reply was, what do you care as long as the check is made out to Irving Kaufman? His first recording was a blue emerald cylinder issued in July of 1914, and the title of the song was I Love the Ladies. Kaufman, of course, recorded with Bix, and we're going to have a couple of examples of that later on. First, let's have then Kaufman without Bix. First, two recordings I want to play are with the Lou Gold Orchestra, very prolific and popular dance band in the 1920s. I'll play from March 3rd, 1928, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And I will follow that with a recording from October 25th, 1928, a standard, "You're the Cream of My Coffee." Now, Brian Ross doesn't give the composition of the Lou Gold Band here, so I am afraid I cannot give you any of the names of the instrumentalists here. But they are a pretty good bunch, and they play reasonably well. Now, the sound of these, although 1928, is going to perhaps to surprise you because they are acoustic recordings. And that's because they were made for the Harmony label, who continued using obsolete technology into the late 20s. So let's listen then to Irving Kaufman with Lou Gold in 1928.
I'll be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, MD's great dog tale. You heard it known, may this way is my own way. You're the sail of my longboat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'll be lost without you.
Now I'm going to turn to a couple of electric recordings. These are the Travelers, and Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. Jimmy Dorsey is the director, and I'd like to play two tunes, both recorded on June 19, 1929, Am I Blue and Baby, Oh, Where Can You Be? Both of them have a vocal by Irving Kaufman, and the composition of the band is Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trumpet and trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, alto sax, Alfie Evans on alto sax, Paul Mason on tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Hank Stern on brass bass, Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to Irving Kaufman with the Travelers in 1929.
Thank you. I see a pair like lovebirds up in a tree. Baby, oh, where can you be? Moon above, it's time for love for everybody but me. Baby, oh, where can you be? It seems that each little breeze sighs through the trees, telling me don't be blue. Stars sympathize, guess they are wise, they kinda miss you too. Nights like this don't hold much bliss for one as lonely as me. Baby, oh, where can you be?
Those were really nice vocals by Irving Kaufman. It's hard to believe he's the same singer that sang in the first two tunes that I play with Lou Gold, those acoustic recordings. Well, not only Irving Kaufman was an extremely prolific individual, but he also was a chameleon. He could change his style of singing depending on the circumstances, and that was really very nice. Okay, now I'd like to get in a couple of tunes with Bix, and I'm going to play two recordings that were issued as Benny Meroff and his orchestra, but it is really Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra. These were recorded on September 30, 1927. And they are Just an Hour of Love and I'm Wondering Who. Both titles with Kaufman on vocal, a trumpet who has not been identified. It was thought to be Sylvester Ahola, but Ahola told that he never recorded with Bix. And Bix on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Frank Trumbauer and Bobby Davis, Don Murray on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang on the banjo, Joe Venuti on violin, Chauncey Morehouse on drums. So let's listen then to a couple of tunes of Irving Kaufman with Bix in 1927.
Cottage made of dreams beside the river end. Just like a butterfly looks for a flower, I look for happiness with you just 1 hour. Then so all the world may know that you belong to me, I'll just lock you in my heart and throw away the key. If I could have a wish come true, it would be just 1 hour of love with you. If I live or I die, say who? I'm wondering who. Now tell me, who's gonna fret? Who's gonna frown? Who'll be unhappy if I don't come around? Say who? I'm wondering who. Who do you pet? Who do you let steal a kiss full of bliss? Tell me this. What makes you sad? Then makes you glad, likes to tease, likes to squeeze, likes to please you. Who's gonna care? Who's gonna cry? Who's gonna worry if I live or I die? Say who? Tell me now, I'm wondering who.
Adrian Rollini and Joe Venuti are fantastic. Did you get a lot of that break by Joe Venuti, where again he quotes Debussy? And I guess Biggs didn't have much to do in the last recording, but in the previous one he had a very nice contribution. Well, I enjoyed those two recordings of Irving Kaufman with Tommy Dorsey so much, that I'm going to throw in another couple of those. And these are now from July 12, 1929. First, take A of Singing in the Rain, and then Maybe Who Knows. The composition of the band, this is the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra, Leo McConville, Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Larry Abbott on alto sax, Lucien Smith on tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Hank Stern on brass bass, and Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to Irving Kaufman with the Dorsey Brothers in 1929.
Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain.
The cello that you heard in Singing in the Rain was played by Lucien Smith. But let's continue with Kaufman and the Dorsey Brothers, 1929. Thank you.
Maybe she's lonesome, maybe she's glad. Feeling unhappy, she may be sad. Maybe, who knows? Maybe she's living happy and wed. Maybe she's loving someone instead. Maybe, who knows? While I'm just sighing, crying, fills my heart, my broken heart. Morning, dawning, brings no change, but sorrow. Maybe she needs me, maybe she's blue, maybe she loved me more than I knew. Maybe, who knows?
Now I would like to play a couple of numbers from 1930, and again this is the Lou Gold Orchestra. First, from March 25th, 1930, If My Friends Find You, They'll Steal You From Me. And I will follow that with a number that we discussed in the forum, Larry Conley's A Cottage for Sale. That's from March 27, 1930. So let's listen then to Irving Kaufman again with the Lou Gold in 1930.
Cause if my friends find you, they'll steal you from me. Dying to take you places, places where folks can see. But if my friends find you, they'll steal you from me. They'll make advances, and you might be lost. I'll take no chances, I'll have you insured. So I'll be sticking right close beside you, anywhere you may be. Cause if my friends find you, they'll steal you from me. Thank you.
is lonely and silent, the shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in haze. Our beautiful garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window, I see your face. But when I reach a window, there's empty space. The key's in the mailbox, the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is pulled down the door. A cottage for sale.
Well, this brings to an end the segment on Irving Kaufman, and in the next few broadcasts I will play recordings by other vocalists who played with Bix. Now, for the modern musicians, I would like to turn to the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra and their CD entitled Doing the Raccoon. This is a stomp-off CD number 1271. And I'd like to read from the liners about the musical instruments. And it says here, the 15 instruments of the Starlight Orchestra include 5 violins, 2 cornets, trombone, 3 saxes, piano, tuba, banjo, and percussion. 3 of the musicians form a vocal trio known affectionately as the Starlight Boys. Doubling by other musicians gives the group an accordion, xylophone, string bass, and a battery of reed instruments, all authentic touches of the finest orchestras in the 20s. They use a lot of period instruments here. In particular, Bob Schulz uses a Vincent Bach B-flat cornet, Stradivarius model, serial number 620, bell number 106. This was Bix's own cornet, and it's going to be featured in the number that I'm going to play, and this is Blue River, and the liners tell us that this was originally recorded on August 25th, 1927 by Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra. This Joseph Meyer composition was adapted to the Starlight Orchestra by Alan Hall. Our version features vocal by Ed Rosenbach in a duet with Bob Schulz on Bix Beiderbecke's cornet, followed by a cornet solo by Bruce Vermaersen. The musicians here are, let me see, John Howard on alto sax and baritone sax, clarinet, he's the leader, John Pedone on alto sax and clarinet, Robert Young on tenor sax, soprano sax, bass sax, clarinet, cornet, Jeremy Cohen on violin, Sue Jacobson on violin, Pamela Carey violin, Ray Landsberg violin, Ed Rosenbach violin and vocal, Bob Schulz cornet and vocal, Bruce Vermaersen on cornet, Frank Bergman or Gene Isaev on trombone, Alan Hall on piano, he's the arranger also. He has contributed to the Bixography Forum. Then there is Dave Frey on banjo, Hugh O'Donnell on percussion, and Jim Brennan on tuba. So let's listen then to the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra in 1993, Blue River. Thank you.
Blue River, Blue River, do you hold the memory of a vanished dream? Sing to me of lips I pressed and caressed. Blue River, Blue River, till I saw my hopes go drifting down your stream. Can't we both forget that bright summer night in our little canoe, when her blue eyes lost their light and we drifted adieu? When I hear your lonesome song, I know that something's wrong. Blue River, Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
That's a very nice rendition of Blue River. This group really brings in an authentic feeling of the music and the sound of the 1920s. Isn't it remarkable that Bob Schultz was playing actually Bix's own cornet? And this came about because San Francisco Starlight Orchestra, as you can imagine from the name, are from the from California, from the San Francisco region, and Bix's cornet at the time was in the possession of Bob and Eva Christensen. Eventually they returned that cornet to the Putnam Museum, where it can now be seen, but at the time Bob had it, and he had various people come to his house and play the cornet and musicians. And in this particular recording, he was kind enough to lend the cornet for Bob Schultz. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, a jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. This is